ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् ॐ इन् दि चाप्टर्स् Beginning from the 7th chapter of the Gita, Lord Krishna has been primarily dealing with Ishvara Swarupam or the nature of God. It is a progressive topic, progressively developed by Krishna in these chapters. In the 7th chapter, he dealt with the nature of God. In the 8th and in the 9th chapter also, we discussed the same topic. And in the following chapters, 10th, 11th and 12th also, this will be the central theme. In the preceding 3 chapters, Lord Krishna defined God as Jagat Karanam. Jagat Karanam means the cause of the universe. And Krishna also talked about the nature of God, pointing out that God consists of 2 aspects. One known as para prakriti, the higher nature, and the other known as apara prakriti, the lower nature. And we also saw para prakriti is of the nature of consciousness, and the apara prakriti is of the nature of matter. Thus, basic matter principle plus basic consciousness principle, this put together is God. And we saw what are the common features of these 2 aspects and what are the uncommon features also. What is the common feature we saw? Consciousness is also beginningless, matter is also beginningless. Consciousness therefore cannot be created, matter also cannot be created. This uncreated, beginningless consciousness, matter, unit or composites is called Ishvara. And we also saw their differences. Para prakriti or consciousness is not subject to change, it is changeless principle, whereas the matter principle is subject to change, is subject to evolution to become this universe. Matter is capable of evolving. And not only it is subject to evolution, after some time it is subject to involution also. Involution means what? Folding back into again the fundamental form. Thus matter expands and contracts, it is subject to change. Therefore, apara prakriti, the matter is savikaram, para prakriti, the consciousness is nirvikaram. Para prakriti, the consciousness is nirgunam, free from all attributes or properties, and therefore not available for any type of study. All scientific studies are based on attributes and properties, consciousness is free from all attributes, therefore it is not available for any instrument of experimentation. Nirgunam, whereas matter, the apara prakriti, is full of attributes, therefore it is saguna tattvam. And then finally, we made one more point, which is not very much relevant here, but an aside note, that is, consciousness is satyam, having independence, swatantram, whereas matter is mithya, it is paratantram, depending on consciousness. Thus, chetanam, achetanam, nirvikaram, savikaram, nirgunam, sagunam, satyam, mithya, such consciousness, matter, mixture is called God. And this alone is symbolically presented as the father principle and the mother principle. Don't ask me which is father, which is mother. I don't want to create a problem for you. Since there are two inseparable principles, para and apara, we compare it to the inseparable made for each other, really made for each other couple, never taking to divorce. In fact, impossible. Vagartha viva sampriktau, vagartha pratipattaye, jagatav pitarau vande parvati parameshwarau. Kalidasa says, just as a word and its meaning can never be separated, vag arthau iva. Like that, para and apara prakriti are like the father and mother principle. And this God is Jagat Karanam, which means God is responsible for the emergence of this universe. And the understanding of this Karanam status is generally done in three stages depending on the maturity of the student. For a beginner, God as the cause is presented in one way, and once a person is slightly mature, the presentation is modified to suit the intellectual capacity, and then we have got a third level for the most advanced student. I have talked about this before, I am just reminding you. For the first level of students, we say God creates this world. God is the creator of the world, and the comparison is given just as a carpenter creates the furniture, just as goldsmith produces the ornaments, similarly God is the creator of the world. In Sanskrit we use the word nimitta karanam. And at this level, when we say God is the creator, the student assumes God as a person, as a human being. Because when you imagine a creator, the creator has to be an intelligent principle, skilled person, and therefore God also is like a human being. And naturally, you will like to know where is he. Carpenter ko address irukkanum illayo. What is the address of that creator God? And in the beginning stages, we have to give an appropriate answer. I cannot give the local Adayar Besant Nagar address. And therefore, I give the address care of Vaikunthaha. Kshirodanvat Pradeshe Shuchimani Vilasat Saikate Muktikanam Chayayam Parijatasya Shema Simhasanopari Asina Mambudashyama Mayataksamalankritam. So where is the Lord? Parijata Vrikshasya Chayayam. Vaikunthathile Parijata Vriksham irukku. In the shade of that chayayam, not tea. Okay, chaya means shade. Chaya kulla eppadi Vishnu irupar. Chayayam. And there also Hema Simhasanasya Upari. Swarna Simhasanam, Asinam, beautifully seated. Ambudashyamam, dark like a cloud. Ayataksham. Bharatanatyam illa pannandu irukku. Ayataksham means the one who has got a beautiful long eye, alankritam, various ornaments, chandrananam. Chandrananam, some Bharatanatyam students are there. So therefore, looking at them, I get inspired. So chandrananam means having a beautiful moon-like face, chaturbahum, srivatsankita vakshasam, Rukmini Satya Bhama Abhyam Sahitam Krishnam Ashraye. So this is the creator Vishnu. And how he creates also described. Out of Vishnu's navel comes Brahma. Vishnu does not directly create. He only creates Brahmaji and thereafter hands over the creation job, employs Brahmaji. Avar unnudhaan create pannuvar. Baakkella, neenga pannuvar. So, this is the idea of God as a creator for a beginner wherein God is a person. And this will help a beginner. It is wonderful, it is useful and it is good for meditation also. And once a person has remained in this stage for some time, when the mind is mature, when the mind begins to ask further questions, how can infinite God be located? Kelvila varumalyo. How can infinite God be located? And where did God find the material for creating the world? When such questions come, we have the next stage of teaching. What is that? God creates the universe is equal to God Himself manifests as the universe. Because for God to create, there is no outside material. A carpenter has got a wood piece of wood outside. Goldsmith has got a piece of gold outside. But when God has to create, where will he find the raw material? In fact, even Akasha itself is not there. Pancha Bhudangale kadayadu. So where will the Lord find the material? The scriptures point out, Lord finds the material also in himself. And the Upanishad gives the example, Yathorna nabhihi srijate grinhate cha, just as a spider finds the material in itself for creating the web, Lord finds the material in his own body. Because he consists of not only consciousness principle, he consists of matter principle also. Therefore, Lord doesn't create the world. Lord Himself manifests as the world. And this stage, in Sanskrit, we use the word Ishvaraha Jagat Parinami Upadana Karanam. That is the technical word used. Modalla enna Sanskrit word use pannuvom? Nimitta Karanam. There God is seen as a person somewhere. In the second stage, we say God Himself becomes, God Himself manifests as the universe. Then once I know that God Himself manifests as the universe, I will never ask the question, where is God? Why I won't ask the question? God Himself or Herself is available in the form of the creation. Therefore, Akasha is the manifestation of God. Vayu is manifestation of God. This we saw in the 7th chapter. Rasohamapsu Kaunteja Prabhasmishashi Suryayoho Pranavasarva Vedeshu Shabdashche Paurusham Rushu. Therefore, the sunlight is not created by God. Sunlight itself is the manifestation of God. Therefore, I worship the rising sun. Asauyas tamro aruna uta babhrusu mangalaha. Ye chemagum rudra abhito dikshu shrita sahasracho vai shagum cheda imahe. Asauyo vasarpati nilagri vovilohitaha. Utainam gopa adrishan adrishan nudaharyaha. What a beautiful Rudra mantra. Lord Shiva is daily rising in the form of the colorful sun, initially dark red, thereafterwards golden yellow, thereafterwards bright white. In the month of March at 12 o'clock, look up. Don't look, you will lose your eye. And the Rudra says that this Lord Rudra Darshanam is available for all the gopis, all the gopas, all the shepherds also, without going to the temple, because they have no time. They have to take the cows. And even they get the darshanam. And the ladies who are carrying water, udaharyaha. You'd have seen. Kaiye rende thonga potunde. They will have sometimes three pots also. And they're talking and even quarreling, they walk. The pot doesn't fall. That you will have in village also, you will have even those women who do not go to temple. Bhagavan wants to give darshanam to them. And in what way they have darshanam? In the form of Suryaha. And not only for the illiterate people, even for the most evolved dvijaha, you who perform sandhyavandanam by mistake, are pandrapa. Ipa panna mistake maritha iruke. Even they worship. Dheyasada Savitru Mandala Madhyavarti Narayana Sarasidasana Sannivishtaha. Therefore, once you come to the second level, what is the second level? God has become the universe for me. God Darshanam is always available. And what is the body of the Lord? Bhuf padau yasya nabhir viyadasura nilas chandra suryau cha netre. The whole cosmos is the avatara of the Lord, is the manifestation of the Lord. I need not stand in a big queue, whether it is Dharma Darshanam or Special Darshanam. Dharma Darshanam or non-Dharma Darshanam. I don't have to wait in queue, open the eyes, the Lord is there. This is called Vishwarupa Ishwaraha for more mature people. This is the second stage. And it is the second stage that is elaborated in chapters 7, 9, 10 and 11. In all these chapters, for Madhyama Adhikaris, Lord as Vishwarupam. And if a person is able to dwell upon this, remain in this appreciation for sufficiently long time, then we have the final stage, which cannot be easily accepted. And what is that? God does not create the universe. God does not become the universe. Because becoming means undergoing change. Then what is that? God apparently appears as the universe. Therefore, the universe is a false manifestation of the Lord. In which stage alone we say the universe is unreal? Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. But to appreciate the universe as unreal, it requires tremendous intellectual and emotional maturity, and therefore that is kept as the final state, which we will see from the 13th chapter onwards. But in these chapters, what is the topic? God manifests as the universe, therefore the whole universe is nothing but the Lord Himself. Sarvam Vishnumayam Jagat. And once I am able to appreciate this, this is Vishwarupa Darshanam, divinization of this world. In the first stage, God is elsewhere, avar ange ukkandirkar, world is elsewhere, rendu ange inge irukku. And God is sacred, world is secular or still worlds. So we have a sacred secular dichotomy in the beginning stage, but once you have come to this middle stage, I don't separate God and world. Because God alone is in the form of world, just as gold alone is in the form of ornaments, wood alone is in the form of furniture, I cannot say God and world. And sonna rendu vera vera irukkanum illayo. Gold and ornaments solla mudiyuma? Solla mudiyadhu. Because there are no ornaments other than gold. You cannot say wood and furniture, you cannot say, because there are no furniture other than wood. Similarly, I cannot say God and world, because there is no world separate from other than God. Therefore, Bhagavana Pakartike, Enakku Kovilukku Pohavanda, Kanna Mudavanda, Patha Idamella, Parkum, Idamangum Neek Arva, this is a beautiful thing. A beautiful Tamil line is there. So wherever you see, it is nothing but Ishvara. And once you have got this vision, whatever glory is there in the creation, any glory, the glory of the sun, as the uninterrupted power supply, the original UPS is Surya Bhagavan. நம்ம அன்இன்டரப்டட் பவர் சப்ளை எல்லாம் இட் இஸ் நாட் ரியலி அன்இன்டரப்டட் இல்ல இன்டரப்டட் அதுவே வேலை பண்ணாது. தி ரியல் யூபிஎஸ் இஸ் லார்ட் சூர்யா. ஹவு லாங் ஆர் ஹவு மெனி மில்லியன்ஸ் ஆஃப் இயர்ஸ் இட் ஹேஸ் பீன் கிவிங் பவர் அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் தி அமௌண்ட் ஆஃப் எனர்ஜி இட் சென்ஸ் யூ வில் சூன் நோ இன் தி மந்த் ஆஃப் மார்ச் ஏப்ரல் மட்ராஸ்ல தெரிய போறது. நவ் வி ஆர் அண்டர் தி ரூஃப், சன் ஹேஸ் ஆல்ரெடி செட், பட் ஈவன் நவ் யூ கேன் ஃபீல் வாட் அன் எனர்ஜி. அண்ட் வி ஆர் ட்ரைங் டு இமிட்டேட் தி சன், வி ஹவ் நாட் பீன் ஏபிள் டு, ஸ்டில் ஃபார் அஸ் பவர் இஸ் எ ப்ராப்ளம். சோ சூரிய இஸ் எ குளோரியஸ் திங். And then you can take so many things in the creation, the glory of earth, glory of water, the most ingenious chemical ever made is water. And therefore Krishna wants to say that since God is everything, any glory found anywhere in the creation, that belongs to God alone. What about my glory? Namukku andha sandeham varum. First question is, do you have glory? Aduve sandeham. Let us assume that we have some glory. Krishna wants to say that also belongs to God alone, because you are also a mixture of Apara Prakriti, the matter aspect, and Para Prakriti, the consciousness aspect. Apara Prakriti belongs to the inferior aspect of the Lord. Para Prakriti belongs to the superior aspect of the Lord. Now tell me, where are you? And therefore, give off all the glories to Lord. And this seeing of all the vibhutis as God's vibhuti is vibhuti darshanam. And the greatest advantage is we will be humble, because we never claim any credit. If you remember morning class in Kenopanishad, even devas became proud of their capacity, and God had to teach a lesson to even devas. Similarly, here also, off and on, pride rises its hood. If you remember Vibhuti Yogaha, I will be humble. And not only that, when I see any glory in any other person, I will see that also as the glory of the Lord, and therefore there is no comparison of two people. Suppose I have some glory and you have some glory, then we have to fight who is more glorious. Now I know I have no glory. My glory is, no glory means what? My glories belong to Lord. And I also know your glories belong to God. There is only one source of all glories. Where is the question of jealousy? So for a real bhakta, Vishwarupa bhakta, arrogance will never come. Jealousy will never come, because he see Ishvara Vibhuti everywhere. And it is this transformation that Lord Krishna wants to bring in our mind. What transformation? Seeing the glory of the Lord everywhere. And since this is the topic, Sarvatra Ishvara Vibhuti Darshanam is the topic. This chapter is called Vibhuti Yogaha. With this background, we will enter into the chapter proper. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhujajeva Mahabaho. Shrinu me paramam vachaha. Yatteham priyamanaya. Vakshyami hita kamyaya. So in this chapter, we don't find any question from Arjuna, and therefore we come to know that Krishna himself volunteers to talk more about Ishvara Swarupam. Krishna is the answer. Hey Arjuna, you are very, very dear student to me. And it is very rare to get nice students. And now that you are here in front of me, I want to make use of this opportunity. Remember, just as Shishyas are interested in good gurus, in the same way, gurus are also interested in good Shishyas. Because good Shishyas inspire the guru. And Guru's creativity is activated when there is a bright, inquisitive, responding face. If the Shishya's face is castroil, off and on looking at the watch, Guru will forget what little he knows. In Kathopanishad, Yamadharma Raja himself congratulates Nachiketas, and Yamadharma Raja offers prayer to the Lord, O Lord, may I get more disciples like Nachiketas. Svadrungno bhuyat Nachiketa prashta. Adumadri, Krishna has got a wonderful shishya in Arjuna, and therefore Krishna says, Arjuna, I am inspired, therefore I am going to continue. Therefore, he Mahabahu Arjuna, Bhuyaha eva me paramam vachaha shrunu. May you once again listen to my supreme words. What do you mean by supreme word? Words are always the same. How can you say words are supreme or not supreme? So the here supreme words means words which are dealing with the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the words are called Supreme Words. So, about the nature of God, I want to tell more. And what is the reason? Priyamanaya te. To you who are very, very dear disciple of me. So, Priyamanaha means favorite disciple. Of course, Guru should not have favorite and non-favorite disciple. Here the idea is that you are a responding one. Priyamanaya. And not only, I see you as a dear disciple with Shraddha. I am teaching you because this teaching is beneficial to you. Hita kamyaya vakshyami. This topic is useful to you. This knowledge will help you in getting liberation. So therefore, hita kamyaya means hita ichchaya. For your own benefit, the idea is Krishna is not going to get any benefit out of it. Because Krishna does not require any benefit. Remember third chapter? Name parthasti kartavyam Trishu lokeshu kinchana nanavaptamavaptavyam vartayeva cha karmani. I have nothing to accomplish in the universe, but still out of compassion for you, I am going to teach you more. Name vidussuraganaha prabhavam namaharshayaha Ahamadirhi devanam maharshinam cha sarvashaha So these verses are introductory verses wherein the subject matter is introduced from verse number 1 to 3. So Ishvara Swarupa Jnanam, Ishvara Vibhuti Jnanam is the subject matter which is being introduced. And in this verse Krishna points out, Arjuna, don't tell me that you will learn the same topic from other gurus. I will learn the very same thing from somebody else. You cannot tell me because nobody else knows my glory in its entirety. I alone can know my glories in its full measure. Nobody else can know because all others are born later, number one, and all others are finite in nature. Therefore, how can a finite mind ever know the glory of the infinite Lord? Therefore, Arjuna, you have to learn from only one source. Enakku thaan theriyum, adanaley engatta thaan padichaganam. So better continue to listen. So suraganaha me prabhavam na viduhu. Even gods do not know my full glory. And that is what we found in Keno Upanishad also. When the devas were very proud, Lord appeared in a mysterious form and devas could never understand what that form is. Agni got humiliated, Vayu Devata got humiliated, Indra Devata got humiliated, and when Indra Devata prayed to the Lord, Parvati Devi, Uma Devi comes and teaches Indra. So thus, through the Kenopanishad story, it is pointed out that even Devatas cannot know the full nature of God. Therefore, Suragana means Devaganaha. Naviduhu, they do not know, me prabhavam, prabhavam means my glory, my power, my origin, they never know. And what about rishis, maharshayaha api naviduhu, even great rishis do not know my glory. And what is the reason? He himself gives the reason. Because aham eva adihi. I am their cause. I am their creator. So they have come much later. And not only they have come later, they have got limited mind, limited intellect, limited instruments of knowledge. So therefore, aham adihi, adihi means karanam. I am the cause of devanam, all the devas, including Brahmaji. In the Puranas, if you read, when Brahmaji appears from the navel, he sees darkness everywhere. He does not see a second thing, and he doesn't know anything including his own nature.
Imagine suddenly you find yourself surrounded by darkness, nothing is there. And Brahmaji got frightened also.
So bibhet tasma dekaki bibheti.
Saha abibhet. Brahmaji got frightened. And then he did tapas. As a result of tapas, he acquires knowledge given by Vishnu, the original creator.
Yo brahmanam vidadhati purvam, yo vai vedamscha prahinoti tasmai.
Vishnu creates Brahmaji. Brahmaji is ignorant initially, then Vishnu himself sends him all the knowledge.
Yo vai vedamscha prahinoti tasmai.
And therefore, how can anybody talk about my glory because they themselves do not know? So I am the karanam of everyone, including Brahmaji.
Maharshinam,
I am the karanam behind all the rishis also.
Sarvashaha, in its total sense.
And what do you mean by sarvashaha? I am not only the nimitta karanam, I am also the upadana karanam. It's not that I create them, in fact, I myself manifest as those people.
Continuing. Yo ma majamana dincha. Veti loka maheshwaram asam mudhas samartyeshu sarva papai pramuchyate
And if a person is an intelligent one, he will certainly apply his mind to know the Jagat Karana Ishwaraha. It is only the inferior, ordinary type of mind which will be satisfied with knowing a few little things here. Sufficient learning for chapadukku enna therinjikanumo adu therinjindaa. And that is why in modern day even education is based on what? Konja naalukku ore CA irukum. Appuram konja naalukku ore computer. So we are learning something not for knowing and improving ourselves. Which degree will fetch me a job in which I can work the least and get the most? So many people are satisfied with that knowledge because their intellect is not mature, sufficiently developed. Any developed intellect will always ask the question, from where did all this come? Kastvam, koham, kuta ayataha, kame, janani, kome, tataha. A developed intellect will certainly ask the question, is there a cause? All the scientists are struggling to arrive at that one cause alone. They want the theory of everything, T-O-E. They want to reduce everything into one basic principle which alone evolves into the entire creation, which means what? Cause hunting is the job of a thinking intellect. When an apple falls, Newton asks the question, how? What will we do? One second la mulingidu apple. அது ஏன் கீழே போகணும் மேல போகணும் ஆறுக்காச்சு கையில ஒரு ஆப்பிள் கிடைச்சி சாப்பிட்டு வேப்பம் விட வேண்டியதுதானே. சோ வை யூ பாதர் அபவுட் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ். சோ திஸ் இஸ் தி மீடியோக்கர் இன்டலெக்ட். A thinking intellect will like to arrive at kasminnu vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati. Such a mature intellect is called asammudaha. A mature intellect, a discriminate intellect, is one yaha veti, which wants to know God, the cause of the universe. If you don't like the word God, you use any word. But the question is what? What is the cause of all this? And therefore, yaha mam veti, that intelligent person, knows me, the jagat karanam, and what type of God he is, ajam anadincha, who is birthless cause of the universe. Ajam means what? Birthless. Why ajam? If God also has birth, then God will not be the ultimate cause of the universe, because God will have his cause. Then again the next question will come, God's creator, who is godder than God, what about that? It has got a cause or not? Therefore the ultimate cause should be causeless cause. And therefore Krishna says, I am the beginningless God and therefore anadimcha. I am without a cause. So, ajam, birthless, anadim means causeless. Because birthless, therefore causeless. Because causeless, therefore birthless. Both are interconnected. And if you read the Purana, they will put in a normal form. That is, God is father and mother. Anga avar rendu per okkandirpa kailasathiliyo vaigundathiliyo. And somebody will ask, who are your parents? Then they will say that we do not have parents. Inga namma causeless solrom. In Purana they will say that Parvati doesn't have mother-in-law and father-in-law nuduva. Enna puriyirudho? Parvati is the luckiest daughter-in-law. One lady who doesn't have the problem from, because Lord Shiva doesn't have parents. So this in Purana, it is put in the form of family, in-laws, relation. But if you scientifically analyze, it means God is causeless. And therefore only Loka Maheshwaram. And I am the Lord, the Creator, who is the controller of the whole universe. Not only Srishti Karanam I am, but also Sthiti Karanam. And such a Srishti Sthiti Laya Karana Ishvara, this discriminate person comes to know. Veti. And Saha. Martyeshu asammudaha is the most intelligent person among human beings. He has utilized his life for a worthy knowledge. And such great person, what benefit he gets? Sarva papaihi pramuchyate. He becomes freed from all the papas, all the samsaras. He will become liberated. So when I say he will become liberated, you should be very careful, because the Ishvara that we are describing now is only the second stage. We have to go to the third level of knowledge. So this person will sooner or later go to the third level also. And will get liberated. Third level, namma supply pannikanam. Continuing. Buddhir jnanamasam mohaha. Kshama satyam damashyamaha. Sukham dukham bhavo bhavaha. Bhayancha bhayamevacha. Ahimsa samata tushtihi. Tapodanam yasho yashaha. Bhavanti bhava bhutanam. Mattayeva prithak vidhaha. So with the third verse, the introductory part is over. And in the introduction, Lord Krishna pointed out that the subject matter is Ishvara Swarupam Ishvara Vibhutihi, the glory of the Lord. Now Krishna presents the subject matter briefly in the following verses from verse number 4 up to verse number 11. He presents the subject matter briefly. Then Arjuna will ask for elaboration and Krishna will elaborate. So in this portion, Krishna points out that God alone has manifested in the form of the entire universe. Because God is a mixture of consciousness plus matter. The universe is a mixture of consciousness plus matter. And therefore, Lord alone has magnified himself, elaborated himself in the form of this universe. And for the sake of convenience, the world is divided into two. One is the external world of objects, Bahya Prapanchaha, and the internal world of thoughts, Antara Prapanchaha. And Krishna says, internal world is also born out of me alone. The external world is also born out of me alone. Which means to see God, you need not look at any special direction. Kanna Toranda Bhagavan. Kanna Mudina Bhagavan. So therefore, God is everywhere. So first, the Antara Prapancha is enumerated. What is there inside? Varieties of thoughts. Kakave Vandame. No Panjam at all. We have got any number of thought. Krishna gives a list. Buddhihi. So this is the list of internal universe. Buddhihi means intelligence. So we have got intelligence. I hope. Konjamavadhu irukkumalliyo narayillaya atala. So buddhihi intelligence. Jnanam. Knowledge, asammohaha, means clarity of thinking, non-delusion. Sammohaha means delusion, asammohaha means non-delusion, which means clarity. So, clarity of thinking. Then, kshama, you can understand, kshama means what? Patience, satyam, truthfulness, damaha, damaha means sense control, even though sense control is the property of the sense organs, but to control the sense organs, the message should be given by what? The mind alone. Because we have seen in Kathopanishad, sense organs are like the horses, mind is like the reins. And therefore, if the sense organs are under control, it is because of the mind's controlling power that is called here Dhamaha, directing power of the mind. Then Shamaha, mind control. Then Sukham, you can understand happiness. Dukham, unhappiness. Bhavaha, bhavaha means birth. The origin of these thoughts or emotions, and abhavaha means dissolution or resolution of these thoughts, arrival, departure. Then bhayam, you can understand fear, abhayam, fearlessness. Then in the next shloka, the list continues. These are all what? The list of the internal world. Ahimsa. So, ahimsa means what? Non-violence. That is that attitude. The mental attitude of non-violence. Ahimsa. Samatha. Samatha means what? Equanimity. Poise, tranquility, any word. Tushtihi, contentment. Tapaha, austerity, discipline or austerity. Danam, generosity, a charitable disposition, a generous disposition. Yashaha, fame, the thought, in the form of thought. Ayashaha, ill fame. This is not an exhaustive list. Krishna has given a few. You can fill up the rest. All these things, they are bhutanam bhavaha. These are all various inner conditions or dispositions of the living beings. So here bhutana means the living beings. And all these conditions originate from where? Mattaha eva bhavanti. They all are born out of me alone in their own distinct nature. Prithak vidaha means in their distinct nature they are all born out of me alone. Therefore, I am the cause of the inner world of thoughts. And later he will point out, I am the cause of the outer world also. Combining them together, I am the cause of everything, and therefore I am everything. This is going to be the development, details of which we will see in the next class. Hari Om. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.